are in for a treat. Our wonderful pastor is on vacation with her boys. Yes, they are off enjoying themselves and having a great time, getting much needed rest, which I am so excited for. So today we have a wonderful man of God who is coming to stand in and give the word to us today. He is an awesome pastor. He has been part of this church longer than me, way longer than me. And he's a great husband. He's a great father. He has four amazing daughters. And you can always find him with his kids. He is always with his kids. But he has also recently become our new youth pastor, which we are very excited about. So if you have your Bibles, you need them out because he's going to turn to lots of scriptures today. And I need you to help me welcome warmly our own Pastor B. King Mosley.
Amen. How's everybody doing this morning? Amen. The only way to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Well, I want to first and foremost thank the Lord for just allowing me wisdom to be able to deliver something that comes straight from the throne room. And Pastor Shana, thank God that she gets rest. Amen. And so just the opportunity to be able to fill in for her, you know, it's a privilege. But I just want to get straight into it. This seems high. My title this morning, actually, I have a series. It'd be a two-part series. So this morning, it's Equipping Future Generations. I say it again. It's Equipping Future Generations. And the title this morning is Help Me Help You. Now, this morning, we'll be reading Proverbs 4, 1 through 5. And in this particular passage, it's written by Solomon. And you would think, Solomon, who better to give information, wisdom, and be able to equip the next generation? Where's the wisdoms that God himself said this about Solomon in 2 Chronicles 1:12? Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had who were before you, nor shall any after you have the like. And so while you're turning in Proverbs 4, 1 through 5, I'm having a moment. As I look around this room, and I realize the privilege that I have to be able to speak into people's lives. But also, how many have influenced me? I thank God for just his mercy, his favor, his love, and be able to prepare me. But again, there's many people here in this room, as well as those who aren't here, that have inspired me to be able to do what I can do, that have equipped me to be the man of God, to be the husband, the father, the youth pastor, the preacher, the teacher, the worship leader, the coach, the servant, or whatever else I do that before I didn't think I could do or didn't even want to do. And so this morning, servants, it isn't a pump me up message. Or it's not a, look what I can do, look what I can do. It's not about me this morning. It's definitely not about me this morning. But what I want you to catch this morning is that I live this life as a result of a lot of people's faith, hope, love, and time spent helping me so that I could help you. And so this series, Equipping Future Generations, applies to all of us. Because how can the generations after us be equipped without the generations before them to help prepare them? And so this morning, I really want to speak with our young people about being equipped as the next generation. And so as the adults, we get to shout, amen. And we get to give that look, see, I told you. But all little small ones, don't worry, I'll get them next week. I promise you, I'll get them next week, okay? Just for you. So is everyone there at Proverbs 4, 1 through 5? All right, so let us stand for the reading of God's word. But before we do, let's say our Bible affirmation. Amen. So y'all know the drill. And for those of us who don't know, just lift your Bible or your electronic device high in the air. And let's say this together in unison. Are you ready? I ain't even got my Bible. Ain't that something? This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. So I open my heart today to hear God speak a word that will change my life forever. And Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word, first and foremost, that your word is the transforming life, oh God, that we will, that we desire. Thank you for your word that has spoken us into this opportunity of salvation and more of you. And so I thank you again, Lord, in advance for what you're going to do this morning through this message. Set me aside, Lord God, that the words that I speak and the meditations of my heart would come straight from the throne room, that it would inspire our young people, but it would also inspire our older generation to equip our younger generation. So I thank you in Jesus' name. Before you're seated, I want you to turn to a young person this morning. I know you may be sitting next to somebody that's equivalent of your age, somebody that's your peer. But I just want you to look at them, look them straight in the eyes and tell them, help me, help you. You may be seated. Now, I know we usually stand for the reading of the word, and that's okay, okay? But I'm going to put it up on the screen for you, because it's a lot. It's a little bit. Unless y'all want to read. Unless y'all want to stand and read. You want to stand and read? Because it's okay, one way or the other. Amen. Look at y'all standing like popcorn up in here. Wherever you are, standing or not, let's read Proverbs 4, 1 through 5. Amen. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you a good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Now you may be seated for those of y'all who didn't pop up. Now Proverbs 4:1 says, hear, my children, the instruction of a father. And I want to pause this morning on that very first word, because that'll preach. Hear. Now, hear in the Greek is Shema. And when I heard it, Strong's G, Shema, I thought, Shema! Kind of like Michael. To hear, listen, obey, to perceive by the ear, to feel an impression of sound by the proper organs. As to hear sound, to hear a voice, to hear words. And so as a parent given the words of wisdom, my first point this morning is, hear what's being said to you. Isn't that a word of instruction for our young people? Hear what's being said to you. Why? Because what I have to say is important. Adults, don't we think that that's we don't speak for the sake of speaking. We speak because we got something important to say. Am I right? So y'all can say amen. But regardless of what you think, you need to hear what I'm saying for your own good. Now you may be thinking, how can it be good for me when all I hear is, get up, it's time to get dressed. Brush your teeth, clean your room, take out the garbage, sweep the floor, mop the floor, do the dishes, clean the bathroom, do the homework. Take off those headphones. Stop twirling that kendama around. You're going to break something. Turn off the video games. Turn off the TV. Go to bed. Wah, 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 wah. And it better be done before I get home from work. So young people, you hear chores and things that to do, not realizing you're being equipped to handle responsibilities. You're gaining trust and you're establishing a work ethic. And as my man Jordan, not Michael Jordan, but Jordan Ortiz once told me, if a man don't work, he don't eat. So listen to me when I tell you, just because we have these things on the sides of our heads doesn't mean that we hear what's being said. See, hence the phrase is, you know what I'm saying? Or do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Or what about us back in the day? How many of us remember this? What did you hear then? Boy, girl, I know you heard me. Right? It's even like hearing a song over and over and over, and you begin to sing the song as you thought you heard it, right? And then you happen to catch a program on TV of the world's most missung lyrics. And like for me, I realized that Alanis Morissette wasn't referring to the cross-eyed bear. She was talking about the cross-eyed bear, not the cross-eyed bear. But that's just me. What about those of us that find ourselves singing, I'm in love with the cocoa? Just because you think it got a cool beat and a catchy hook. But then you realize it's not about chocolate. And so this conversation ensues. Turn that song off. It's inappropriate. Why? Because he's singing about being in love with drugs. Do you love drugs? No. So then does it make sense to sing a song about loving drugs? No. Well, all right then. But no sooner than you know it, here comes the parodies of that same song. I'm in love with the cocoa pebbles. I'm in love with the coconut. Daddy, I didn't say it. Cocoa pebbles. Coconut. But in Proverbs 23:12, it says, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. See, again, just because we have ears doesn't mean we hear. And that's why the word says, he who has ears, let them hear. Again, hear in the Greek is shema, to hear, to listen, obey. So not only should you hear, you need to listen, and you need to obey. I got something to ask y'all. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? If you hear me, clap once. If you hear me, clap twice. If you hear me, clap three times. Was that so hard? I mean, you heard me, you listened, you obeyed. You shema'd. And that goes for no matter where you are. If you're at home, and if your mom says clean your room, you clean your room. If you're at school and your teacher says turn in your homework, you turn in your homework. And if you're at church and the worship leader says come on and praise the Lord, you couldn't be possibly talking to me. That's nice, Shema. You heard, but you didn't listen, and you sure didn't obey. But check this out. Yet, all we have to do is hear the first chord of our favorite song. In this day and age, it's actually like, watch me. And we nearly break our necks to get our dance on. We'd be sitting there minding our business. And next thing you know, Salento! Salento! You already know it! Salento! 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 Don't it do it, baby! Now watch me work. We do the same thing. We do the same exact thing. We break our necks when our song comes on. And when it comes to praising God, it's like, I played this actually for our young people one Wednesday night. And instead of being, oh, that's funny, I do it better than him. The boy is 1 year old. You should be able to dance better than a 1 year old. Sheesh. But again, we break our necks when our song comes on. And that just shouldn't be. But if you're wondering, what can I do to hear with the intent to listen and to obey better? Well. That leads me to my second point this morning. In Proverbs 4:1, it says, hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to knowing and understanding. My second point this morning is give your undivided attention. See, attention is to attend, or in the Greek it's kashav. Kashav. That's how Strong's G says it. To hear, to be attentive, heed, incline of ears, attend of ears, hearken, pay attention, listen. A condition of readiness for such attention involving especially a selective narrowing of focusing of consciousness or receptivity. This brings me back to my days in the Marine Corps. I got a question. Has anybody else ever gone through a boot camp of armed forces or police academy? Anybody? Any, raise your hands. Anybody? I want you to stand to your feet. I want to demonstrate if I can. Can I have you demonstrate? Come here. Come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up. Come up, come up, come up, come up, come on, come on. Come on. Now I want you to face everybody else. And everybody else out there, I want y'all to pay attention. Y'all give it up for our armed forces. Now, they would be minding their own business, and I would be with them. You're just minding your business, doing what you got to do, and next thing you hear, ladies, gentlemen, attention on deck! Release. You see what happened? You see what happened? Attention! They got into a position ready to hear what the next directive is, willing to obey it regardless of what the directive is. You see the position. They are attentive, ready, willing to do what the next order is. Y'all may be released. Thank you. Y'all give it up for them. Now, I tell you what was more fascinating about this. Think about this. We had representatives of the police department. We have representatives of the Marine Corps, the Air Force, Army, Navy, whoever. And they all received the same word, attention. And you see how they all snapped into place. Now, kids, I'm not telling you that y'all should snap into attention. However, the position should be about the same. When you hear your mama call you or your daddy call you, there should be, like back in the day, it was. And you came running. There should be a similar quality that takes place when you hear your name being called. That should be enough. Not freak out, but I got to go hear what my mom is saying. I got to go hear what my daddy wants to say to me. And be willing to obey. Ready to obey. Amen. The calling of your name for the first time, not the third time. See, because again, I already showed you. See, now we would get in trouble. But the first time, the second time, y'all wouldn't want none of that. Y'all couldn't handle that. That's why they made laws, because y'all couldn't handle that. Praise God that some of us made it through that. But I'm telling you, young people, it's beneficial to you. I'm just going to let the word do the work for me. In Proverbs 15:5b, it says, a fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent. In 19:20, listen to the counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter days. And if you went back to even Proverbs 4, we can list the benefits of giving our attention to the word. I'm just going to just pick out the good stuff. In Proverbs 4:2, it says, for I give you good doctrine. In verse 4, it says, keep my commandments and live. Verse 5, it says, get wisdom, get understanding. Verse 6, do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Verse 8, exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Verse 9, she will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. And so again, as a parent or as an adult or someone giving you words of wisdom, young people, give your undivided attention. What does that actually look like in your lives? Let me tell you. Pause the video game. Pause the TV, because I know y'all got DVR. You can come back to it later. Teen Titans ain't going nowhere. It'll be right where you left it when you paused it. Whatever the distraction is, when you're being talked to, you should be able to not only say back what you heard, but follow through on the instructions. This goes for everybody, because I want to take a moment and appreciate our servants in the back. So I want everybody to turn to the back. Everybody turn to the back. You ain't got to, like, get up and turn. Just turn to the back. Y'all in the back. Hey, this is for y'all. This is for y'all. So everybody's turned to the back, right? I just want y'all to just love on our servants in the back. Our greeters and our sound booth. And give them some appreciation. Now, did anybody see what I did? Anybody? Any takers? No? 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 That's right, because y'all followed the directions. Now, you didn't see what I did, but it's okay. If you did see what I did, you didn't follow directions. Because if you paid attention to my words that I told you to do, was encourage your folks in the back, you didn't turn around. You just paid attention. Does it really matter that you don't understand what I did or understand why I asked you to do what you did? Does it really matter? Well, let me let you in on something. We won't always see and understand what God asks us to do. We won't always see and understand what our parents ask us to do. However, faith obeys God's words. Nevertheless, let me say that again. Faith obeys God's word, nevertheless. And that goes for anybody of any age. We won't always understand. We won't always get it. But faith acts. Hear what's being said to you. Give attention, your undivided attention. And lastly, my third point this morning, do not forget nor forsake my words. See, in Proverbs 4:5, it says, get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Forget, in Webster's, is to lose the remembrance of, to be unable to think or to recall, to treat with inattention or intentional disregard, to forget. So if the word says, do not forget, what does that look like? Don't ignore people. Don't ignore people when they're talking to you. Is that so hard? And you can't cease or stop caring. Why? Because if you begin to not care, you'll begin to turn away and forsake. And isn't that what the word says? Do not turn away, do not forsake. Because forsake is to renounce, to give up, or turn away and leave from entirely. See, this type of behavior gets us into trouble because it's usually avoidable. When we know right from wrong and we choose to do wrong anyway, regardless of the consequences. How many of us can relive this? I know you said don't touch the stove because it's hot, but forget you. I don't care what you just said. I'm going to touch it anyway. And so you touch the stove. And not only, well, that is back in the day, not only did you have a hot hand, you had a hot rear end. Because mama told you don't touch the stove. And that's why the word says get wisdom, get understanding. And don't forget or forsake or turn away from the words of my mouth. See, in Proverbs 4, 1 through 7, 8, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instructions of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. Proverbs 5, 12 through 13. And say, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. Proverbs 12, 1. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. I ain't say it, the word said it. Proverbs 19, 27. Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. Jeremiah 17, 23. But they did not obey nor incline their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. And in Jeremiah 32, 33, and they have turned to me the back and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not listened to receive instruction. I want for you to recognize that from here on out, you have an educated choice to make. Do I hear with undivided attention so that I can obey the instructions? Or do I choose to forget or forsake them? See, young people, the choice is yours. As adults, help us help you. So as I prepare to close this message that God has placed on my heart to deliver to you this morning, the question that lies ahead is, what do I want you to do with it? Again, it's help me help you. Now, young people, help me help you to equip you as the next generation. I want all of you to stand to your feet, and I want you to come to the altar. All you young people, come on up. I know y'all are very hesitant, but just come on. Yeah, do I make that clear? 18 and under? If you are in school, grade school, y'all come on up. All we want to do this morning is equip you. We got a lot of young people, don't we? So adults, we got a lot of work to do, don't we? Also want to call up our leaders this morning because we want to pray over our young people and prophesy into their lives. So leaders in training, I ask you to come up. Also, if you are a teacher and you teach this group, I want you to come up. Because you right now are equipping them. You are their influences back there in class. See, in 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. To be complete and thoroughly equipped is why I have spoken to you, not as little girls and boys, but as young, godly men and women. So I pray that these prayers would encourage you to see you as we see you. Because you are the next generation's leaders. You are the next generation's pastors, prayer warriors, teachers, evangelists, worship leaders, greeters, technicians, engineers, musicians, doctors, lawyers, athletes, CEOs, astronauts, mayors, governors, U.S. presidents. And check this out, next generation's moms and dads. Not to mention role models. You will become us in the future. I don't have it all together, but I know who does. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, adults in the stands, just extend your hands out to our young people this morning. Leaders, I want you to pray and prophesy into their lives. Thank you, Lord God, for just this opportunity, God, that you have equipped us for such a time as this, oh God, that we would be able, Lord God, to lay hands and speak destiny upon our young people this morning, oh God. Thank you for the privilege that you've given us, Lord God, as your children, Lord God, to just be an example of what a child of God looks like, or what a child acts like. What a child of God wants to aspire to be, a lover of Christ this morning, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for these are your people who are called by your holy name this morning, oh God. These are your servants, oh God. These are your children. They belong to you, God. And as parents, Lord God, we turn them over to you, Lord God. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. With every extension of our hands, oh God, let that be an extension of your hand, oh God. We speak destiny. We prophesy in their lives. Divine health. We prophesy faith to keep going, keeping on. We prophesy hope in the future. We thank you for every household that's represented this morning, oh God. That if these young people, Lord God, will come to you, Lord God, just like those little children came by faith, oh God. Lord, every household that's represented here at this altar, oh God, that you would cause them, Lord God, a stirring up in their hearts, oh God, this morning, oh God, that would draw the family closer to you. And we thank you. And adults in the stand, if you have a child that's here, I want you to stand and come love on your child this morning. If you are an aunt or an uncle or grandmother or grandfather to one of these children, I want you to wrap them in your loving arms this morning and encourage them. Encourage them to equip them to be the man, the woman of God that God has called them to be, that you know they ought to be. The way that you see them through God's eyes this morning, love on your child this morning. Love on your nephew this morning. Love on your niece this morning. Love on your grandchild this morning. Let them know that they are loved. Let them know that they are equipped. Let them know that you see them for who they truly are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Spend a lot of time correcting, and we don't spend enough time encouraging. And don't let this be the only time you encourage your kids. You have the power and the ability to speak life and destiny to your kids. Even if they are not your kids, you have the power, the authority to speak life and destiny over the kids that are around you. you are thoroughly equipped to look at some young child and say, you are an awesome man or woman of God. You are part of a David generation. You are a giant killer. You are amazing. You are awesome. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. Our kids get so much noise from the world. You guys have no idea how real the struggle is. I often tell young people, I would not in 100 years want to go back to high school. They would destroy me and eat me alive. Times are different. And it is up to us as parents, all of us, even if you don't have physical kids, you have spiritual kids. And it is up to us as parents to say, I will not let this generation go to the world. They will not be surrendered to the world. We as adults will fight for you. We as adults will stand in the gap for you. We as adults will comfort you, protect you, love on you, and speak destiny to you. You are not on your own. Jesus told us in the book of John, he said, when I leave, you're going to do what I did and even greater things. And I want to tell this generation, you are going to do what we've done and better things than we have done. You are going to do what Jesus did and better things than Jesus did. You will lay your hands on the sick and they will recover. You will cast out demons. You will run as mighty men and women in this generation, and you will stand for a standard of holiness. This message that Pastor B preached today, I want you to know, it wasn't just a word of correction for you as kids. Because one thing that I have learned being a daughter of God is if I can't hear earthly authority, I can't hear spiritual authority. And parents, this is for you too. Sometimes as parents, you have to tell your kids two or three times to do something. But the reality is, sometimes as parents, God has to tell you two or three times to do something. We have to work together. This is not just about parenting and children and listening. It is about us learning to hear the very voice of God and obey it. Parents, we need work in this too. But kids, you have a call on your life. A high call of God. And in order for you to fulfill that high call of God, you got to obey. You have to learn how to obey. It's a process. I'm still learning too. Amen? Do me a favor. As we close today, Pastor B's going to stand at that back door. Encourage him. Encourage him for being bold enough to come and preach a word to kids that was geared towards kids. Because I'll tell you, our generation is lacking that. Families are degenerating in our society. And when you go out, kids act all kinds of ways crazy. And if you're like my husband, he just corrects anybody's kids. I get a little embarrassed, but that's just me. We were at the aquarium one day, and he was just like, look, these kids acting crazy. Hey, kids, you can... I was like, oh, snap, where are their parents? They're going to come. He's like, that's not how you act. But I'm telling you, we need this. Pastor B, this was a word of correction, not just for kids, for me too. Because as you said, and then in each point I wrote down areas where I was lacking. One of them was forgetting. I keep a journal, and one thing I do several times a year, I go back through my journal. And one thing I'm always astounded at is how many things God has told me to do that I just somehow forgot. And the Lord said, that's great. You can go tell your kids they forget. One of them forgot to do something this morning. But you forget too. So you get up and you do it. And then watch them, watch your example, and they'll do it too. Amen? Amen. Lord, we thank you for today. Boy, we thank you, Lord, for your word, which is so on time. God, your word, which is so full that it corrects and cuts us right where it needs to be. Your word, which prunes away the unnecessary parts of our lives that we don't need anymore. Father, we commit today to hearing from you and in turn hearing from the authority in our lives. We commit to giving in our attention to it with intent to obey. And God, we commit to not forget to do what you have asked us to do today. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you, because it is shining upon you. He loves you today. As you go about your week, and someone asks how you're doing, may your response be that I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. You are dismissed today. Amen.